Welcome back to Love Lindsay, everyone. How are you today? Happy Wednesday. How's everyone doing? How are my Lindsay lovers and mental health warriors doing? Well, if you haven't yet today, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw, give yourself some time and space to let the day slide right off your back. If you're wearing a little coat of anxiety or negativity, just shrug that little coat right off and let it slide to the floor. Well, I've got some exciting big news today. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and it is my birthday. Can you believe it? I made it to 40. And 40 is fucking fabulous, you guys. The view is so beautiful from up here. So wonderful. And I know that a lot of that beauty and wonder comes from hard work. But I promise you, it is great. If you're not there yet, I hope someday you'll join me at this fabulous age of 40. And I can't wait to celebrate with you guys when you reach it. I'm saying this as I understand that most of my demographic are women younger than me. So hello out there. I don't take breaks on my birthday when it comes to this podcast. I haven't taken a single break since I started this podcast in July because I love this podcast. It means the world to me. You guys mean the world to me. I can't think of a better way to celebrate my birthday than to hang out here with you guys for an hour and chat and talk and reminisce about the past, talk about what we can do to make our future better and ease our pain and comfort ourselves in the present. My God, what a beautiful world and a beautiful life this is. Truly, truly thank you for all of your feedback, for you guys coming back week after week. I see you. I see the numbers. I see the downloads. God, it's just such a miracle. What an amazing family we've created with Love Lindsay. And although some things are changing a little bit with the podcast, I feel like it's evolving into something bigger and better every day. And I just thank you for being here from the very beginning. This has been amazing. I just got back from Florida and we'll get to that later. What an amazing spring break. I just have to say, and this is fresh on my mind because I found out this morning. So as you guys know, I've been on my like weight loss journey. I kind of like hit my rock bottom last November and realized I just don't want to live with this extra weight on me anymore. And I realized that I can't wait for someone else to rescue me or a medication to help. I wanted to really do it on my own, and I have. I didn't want to wait until, you know, I needed like medical stuff. What am I trying to say? Medical help. So I said all that to say this. I indulged a little bit every day on my vacation. I was off of my keto, and I'm not extremely strict when it comes to keto, y'all. So don't be thinking that I'm sitting here not eating a single carb. That's not true. I have between 20 and 50 grams of carbs a day. So it's truly not that bad. It's been truly very easy. Just adding that to the already pretty decent amount of exercise I do every day has done it. But I indulged. I had like at least a half of like a sugary cocktail a day. I can't have a full cocktail. That's just too much. But at least every day I had like a half of a pina colada. I had dessert a couple times. I had ice cream twice. I had chips and salsa, y'all. Carb-O-Rama. I ate so much good seafood, so much good dinner, fillets, just incredible. The only thing I did was like I stuck to keto for breakfast and that's it. Actually, no, I didn't even do that because they couldn't give me a side of greens at our resort with my omelet. So I had a cup of fruit. So I didn't even stick to keto for breakfast. And I got on the scale this morning. I was worried about gaining weight while I was on my vacation. And I got on the scale this morning and I was like, whatever it is, it's fine because I enjoyed myself. And I still lost 1 pound. So congratulations to me. I did it. I did count every calorie I ate and I never went over like 1500 calories. And I walked for like an hour and a half on the beach every day. So I'm just feeling good, feeling great. Yesterday was a really long day. We got up at 4 a.m. to fly home and I still somehow managed to stay up late. I tried to stay up late enough to watch Saturday Night Live because my girl Ariana Grande was performing. I got so close. I stayed up until like 11 and I couldn't do it anymore. I was like just sick with fatigue. So I went to bed and I watched, I recorded it on the DVR because I know I could have watched it online on YouTube or something, but something about watching her perform it live, like on the TV, the way it's supposed to, just, made it sweeter for me. So, her album came out on Friday while I was in Florida and I listened to it probably 5 or 6 times that day, while walking on the beach, while laying out. And I love it so much. It's so weird because if you guys remember when I did my vision board workshop in early January for like the year, the new year vision board, I put on there, one of the things that I had on there is Eternal Sunshine. And I had no idea that her new album was going to be called Eternal Sunshine. So I just felt like, oh, you know, we're on the same page, me and Ariana. I'm kidding. But Beans. Hi, Bean. Bean is singing. She's been singing to us since we got home. That's what she does. She kind of walks around and cries at us for like a few days after we get back. Anyway. So I feel like I kind of like manifested that. And then I had a dream randomly. I haven't seen him in anything lately. I had a dream about Evan Peters, like my first night on vacation in Florida. And I know I did because I logged it into my dream app that I told you guys about last week. I'm obsessed with that app, you guys. I've been using it every day to put my dreams in, and it's been incredible. It has me thinking about things in ways that I never even thought of. So anyway, I had a dream about Evan Peters, and then her second music video came out for her new album on Friday, and guess who's in it? Evan frickin' Peters. Like, hello. Amazing. Wow. So there you go. I thought that was cool. There have been a lot of times where I feel like my dreams have predicted real life. A lot of times. I remember one time, and I felt like it was because I had braces, and I feel like braces pick up like TV and radio signals, and people are like, TV is cable. Okay, so when I was a kid, we didn't have cable and we had bunny ears. And I had a dream about Encino Man. I think that's that movie with Brendan Fraser from like the 90s. And I had a dream about it. And then the next day it was on TV and I felt like I had like received a television broadcast on my braces as I was sleeping. That's just one little example for you. Today's going to be all about all sorts of memories as I'm at this huge, gigantic milestone. Not only is this birthday a huge milestone, but as you guys know, everything in my life is just culminating this year. I'm graduating. I'm applying for grad school. I am celebrating my birthday. I am getting into the body that I feel like I have been wanting, the body that is healthy, that is aligned with who I am truly, and shedding the extra stuff that I no longer need. So it's just in so many ways. And my 30th birthday, it was fun. We went to Madonna Inn. We stayed in the old mill room. And if you guys don't know about Madonna Inn, look it up. Each room is themed. I've talked about it on this podcast episode before. And we stayed in the mill room, which is my favorite room because you turn on these light switches and water like flows through these wheels and like makes all these little like people turn around on like wheels and cogs. It's like a cuckoo clock in there. It's like a giant cuckoo clock hotel room. It's so cool. Anyway, but it was a milestone birthday, but I definitely was not in the beautiful place that I'm in now due to all of my hard work and showing up. So I've really just built things up for myself. Okay, I think I calmed Bean down. I'm like, Bean, I've been up for hours and now you want to get up and sing to me. So we'll see if she's done singing because my ADHD brain cannot handle talking and her singing at the same time. Anyway, so I just thought it'd be cool to talk about birthdays of my past. And I just told you about my 30th birthday and how we did something fun, but I just wasn't in. 20s are hard, y'all. And early 30s are hard too. I really felt like I was ready to do the hard work and finally become the person that I've always wanted to be in my later 30s. So if you're in your 20s or early 30s, it gets better. I promise you. I promise you it gets better. Some of my favorite birthday memories, let's discuss. I remember I had an amazing, my mom always went all out for holidays and birthdays. So that's where I get it from. That's why whenever one of my friends has a birthday coming up, I'm like, what are we doing? Where are we going? I don't have to worry about doing something for my family's birthday because my mom and my grandma always are right there and ready to celebrate their birthday too. So I never have to worry about them not doing something for their birthday. I love to celebrate, an excuse to celebrate. So my mom threw me this really cool, I was into like outer space as a little kid. My whole life I've been into outer space. And I had like an outer space themed birthday with a really cool space themed cake. And I feel like it was like my 5th or 6th birthday. And then I think we had donuts hanging from the ceiling on strings. And then you had to have like your hands behind your back and like eat the donuts. Why does this sound like a birthday party from the 40s? I don't know. I remember my dad was there, which is crazy because I think he might have still been in the Marine Corps at the time. Maybe, maybe not. And he kept having us have screaming contests. And I remember specifically there were these like donut-shaped balloons that I thought were so cool. And I got like a keyboard for that birthday, I think that was the same birthday. I always had slumber parties for birthdays. One year I replicated, because I was heavily into my American Girl doll, Molly. If you don't know what American Girl doll is, then I'm sorry for you. I had the Molly one, the World War II era American Girl doll. I've always been into like World War II history. And so I had a birthday party that was like a exact, like her birthday party in the book. My nanny sewed me an exact replica of the dress that she wore in the book. It was so cute. And I had a tea party just like she did in the book. It was so fun. Having a birthday on the 13th means I've had some Friday the 13th birthdays. So there was one year, I remember, I think it was my 8th birthday, where I had to have two different birthdays because one girl couldn't make it one night and another girl couldn't make it another. And then I had a sleepover and then she ended up going home in the middle of the night. And then on another Friday the 13th birthday, there was like a blizzard, but my girlfriend still made it anyway. And we spent the night. I think that was my 7th grade birthday. The most dramatic Friday the 13th birthday was my Friday the 13th, 2020, March 2020. So that was, because if you guys remember, that was like the last day before everything closed down for the pandemic. And we were all just like, what's going to happen? This is so weird. It was also my first birthday here in Traverse City. And what's crazy is that I only made a few friends in San Francisco the decade that I lived there. And then my first birthday in Michigan, I had been living here for about a year maybe. I already had like friends through Eddie's work to come to my birthday party. We had it like at a speakeasy here in Traverse City. It was really cool. And it was just like the last hurrah. And it was the last time a lot of us saw each other, especially my family, for a while in person. So many good birthday memories. 2021, we rented out a movie theater here in Traverse City and watched Back to the Future. And I think like 3 people came. That's the thing about birthdays. Do you guys remember when I was talking about over the holidays, you make it what you want it to be? You can't rely on other people to make it for you. You can't rely on other people to make your holiday into what you need it to be. You have to do it for yourself. You have to say what you want. If you want something done, you plan it, you do it yourself. I like to just plan my stuff myself and come up with it. And if people want to help, that's great. I've been so blessed and so honored that both my mom and nanny and Eddie have wanted to help plan and put together this birthday for me. I believe, though, that, you know, you should make it happen for yourself because you can't put pressure on other people to make it happen for you. And what comes with that territory is understanding that people have lives and sometimes things don't come together and sometimes people can't make it. Sometimes you throw a party and people can't come, or maybe you don't have that many people to invite in the first place. And it happens to everyone. So just keep that in mind. And I know a lot of people will tell me like, I always want to do or throw a party or whatever, but like, I just feel like no one will come or whatever. And I'm like, I, you know, get that fear too, but it's not a fear for me because Eddie and I always say when we plan an event, we're going to be happy at that event, even if we're the only ones there. So with this birthday party I have coming up, and it's still like a week and a half away, because I wanted to kind of separate my birthday party from spring break. And my birthday's on a Wednesday this year. So we're like, you know, just as with every other time that we have a gathering here at our house or whatever, we're like, even if nobody comes, we're going to have fun because it's a beautiful space looking over the whole city, and they've got amazing food. and we'll just have a ton of extra food, and we're going to have like lots of hors d'oeuvres that I picked out. Like, it's like literally like a wedding reception. I had to pick out a certain amount of food because they have like a minimum of like, you know, like what you can, like you have to have a minimum food and drink, and the food and drink amount feeds 50 people, and there's no way that we're going to have 50 people. I didn't even have that many people I wanted to invite, but so far the RSVPs are in and we're up to like 37. And I think 37 people is, wow, that's amazing. That is truly, truly amazing that many people want to celebrate. And again, I just want to drive home that like I didn't necessarily throw this party because I want everyone to celebrate me. I want everyone to feel like a queen or a king for the day. I want everyone to feel like royalty for a night. And that's the point of this party. I want to celebrate other people. And I think it's fun and unique that I'm having this royalty themed party, but I myself, well, I'm not going to give away what I'm wearing, but you'll see. It's a surprise. I can't wait to have the podcast episode where I get to talk about how it went and how amazing it was, because I know it's going to be so much fun. Yeah, this is just such a fun time of year for me, being a little Pisces in my birthday month. I used to have, one year I wrote like a blog series called Age of Pisces, and I focused in like on the astrology of my birth chart. For those of you that are into astrology, I am a Pisces sun and a Leo moon and a Virgo rising. My mom is also a Leo, so I feel like she gave me the moon in my birthday chart. And there's a lot of Virgos in my life. A lot. When I meet people and we click and, you know, things are, I feel like we get along, it's almost always, oh, you're a Virgo. That makes sense. Because Virgos are like the opposite for me, and they're actually opposite on the wheel of zodiac signs. We're opposite from each other, Pisces and Virgo. I've been telling you guys about a new app on this podcast every week, and this app this week is so cool. I'm super into it. I downloaded it back in December. It's called CoStar. And it's the coolest, like, horoscope app I've ever used. And it's like social media, but for zodiac and for your horoscope. I don't do anything before consulting CoStar. I have my closest friends on there. I even have my tattoo artist on there. I have everybody. I made Eddie join. It's so cool. You can look at your personalized horoscope every day. You can ask questions and it'll answer it for you based on your sign and what your current like horoscope is. It's different every day. It tells you what to focus on for the day, what to focus on for the month, what your current theme is. And you guys know I'm all about a theme. So you can look at like your whole year ahead, your relationships. I think they even have like a dating service, like a dating part of the app, which is cool. It'll tell you like where your strengths are for that day and where your weaknesses are based on your sign. So, just like I was talking about in last week's episode about tarot cards and stuff like that, like, do I think that this is literally predicting your life? No, of course not. Only God can do that. But what this does allow us to do is to think about things from a different angle. And I'm all about that. I am all about new perspectives, changing things up, because that's how you grow. That's how you grow, people, is by looking at things from new ways. And that's what apps like these do. Same thing with the Dream app. Like, it's just, it's so cool. You can also look ahead too, like in your days coming up ahead, and plan your life accordingly with that, which is really fun. So if, and it's free, it's completely free. So you guys, download CoStar and then add me on there. Send me a message on whatever platform you like and add me and tell me what your CoStar at is, please. I want more friends on there. I would love that. Also, it is my birthday today, so I want to ask you for a present. If you guys could share this podcast, whatever episode you want, on any platform, that would be the best birthday present ever. Thank you so much. That's all I want for my birthday. You can reach out and say happy birthday. You can, you know, write it to me on Instagram or whatever. But share this podcast for my birthday. That's special. That will help both of us out. Before I left on my vacation, something really amazing happened, which, my God, life is so great because amazing things just keep happening. I don't know how. But you guys know I've got an amazing group of girlfriends. I had last week's podcast episode kind of dedicated to that, to the women in my life. And I really focused in on my friends and how important it is to cultivate a community of good friendships and choosing your female friends wisely. And I have curated my friend group so wisely. And so I don't allow for any bad juju. Only people in my life that are just as into like self-improvement as I am, because those are the best kind of people to have in your life. Inspiring, smart women. So I've got the greatest friends, and right before I left for Florida, Eddie kept asking me what I was doing that weekend. I'm like, literally nothing. I'm just packing for Florida, and that's it. Like, why does he keep asking me that? You know, like, what is going on? Come to find out, my two besties that live in Detroit were coming up to surprise us and to visit, our other friend Liz that also lives here in Traverse City. And I was absolutely ecstatic. Like, I felt like I was having an early birthday because it had just turned March. And here comes two of my best friends. Oh my gosh. It was so fun. They came up Friday night and Saturday morning. We got together and we went and surprised our friend Elizabeth. She didn't know that they were coming into town, and we wanted to surprise her. And it made me feel so good to like cheer her up and make her day. And we showed up to her house to do some yoga. We just showed up at her front door with yoga mats. We like messaged her husband ahead of time and let him know, so we knew she was home and all that. She's got this amazing garage that's all centered around like working out and like yoga. It's like a little yoga studio in her garage. There's like lights and mirrors everywhere, and it's heated, and it's so fun and cute. She just has the cutest house, and she's just the cutest girl. So we got there and we rolled out our yoga mats, and oh my gosh, I have missed going to yoga so much. I think I also told you guys last week that I was giving advice on like where to meet people and how to make friends. And I said, honestly, the place that I've made the most friends is yoga class. That's where I've met, how I've met most of my friends, and then I've met people through them. For some reason, I feel like meeting people around where you do physical activity and like self-improvement and spiritualism is so good. So good. So, we did yoga, and it was wonderful. And it had been a couple months since I did yoga. I did a Pilates class with my friend Michelle last month, which was really hard. But it had been a few months since I did yoga, and I was able to do things I've never been able to do, you guys, from going to the gym every day and losing some weight. So that was so cool and so exciting. And then we all came back to my house, and I knew Eddie said that he wanted to grill out last weekend. And I was like, cool. Okay. We can grill out, 'cause it's going to be nice. But I didn't know that he said that he wanted to do that 'cause he knew they were coming up and he was going to cook for everyone. So he got chicken and ribs and veggies. And we stopped at the grocery store and got some snickety snacks and some pie and ice cream. And you guys, since I decided that I had started vacation, I had a little piece of pie and some ice cream. So actually, I've had ice cream like 3 times in the last week. Amazing. Amazing. So And it was nice enough in March, in very early March, in the first few days of March in northern Michigan, to eat outside. Eddie built an amazing fire. We grilled out, we ate, and then my girlfriends got to come into my hot tub area for the first time for a few of them, since we've built that up in our backyard with the privacy fence and like the big pavilion gazebo thing. So that was fun. My parents a few months ago gave me these giant incense sticks, like what you would see at a Chinese funeral. If you guys don't know, at a Chinese funeral, they have like these really long, like giant incense sticks that are made for like outdoors. So I put some of those in the grass and I lit them. And then Eddie built us another fire. Like we had 2 fires going in our yard. Like that's just, we love that. Built us another fire under the roof of our little pavilion thing where our hot tub is. We had the little lights on. I also have these packets of like smell good stuff to put in the hot tub. Like I had a cucumber melon, and then I think the one that I used that night with my girlfriends was jasmine. So we had like a jasmine scented freaking hot tub night with incense. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we sat in there. When we all sit in the hot tub together, we call it hot girl soup. we stayed in there so long until we were like pickled, and then came back in and changed, and then had our pie. And then the next morning, we all met up at my friend Sienna's parents' house here in Traverse for breakfast. And her parents, they're just the best, amazing people. And they're such good hosts. And they make really, really good food. Like, really good food. And they made a big breakfast. We had, oh my gosh, we had potatoes. We had pancakes. We had eggs with avocado and spinach. We had bacon. We had toast with avocado. We had berries, mimosas, Bloody Marys. It was so cool. It was another gorgeous day out. The only thing I had ahead of me that day was just packing and going for a walk, and then, you know, flying out early the next morning to Florida. So it was just such a beautiful weekend, man, like a great way to kick off my spring break. And I just love my girls. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for always making everything so special. I just love it. I love it so much. I mentioned earlier that I added my tattoo artist on CoStar recently, because I got some tattoos recently. I hadn't had a tattoo done since the beginning of last fall semester. So I think it was like September or October, and I got the Jedi Rebel Alliance symbol from Star Wars on my, right forearm, on the inside of my forearm. And I went back to my girl, Casey. If you're in the Traverse City area, if you're in Michigan, I mean, if you're just in the Midwest, come to Traverse City and come to her Instagram handle is Tattoos by Casey. And she's at a really cool place called Pinups and Needles. How cute is that name for a tattoo parlor? Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Pinups and Needles. I mean, I've always been obsessed with like pinup girls. And so to find a place like that, that's basically in my neighborhood, has been so cool. They've got like a beauty salon in the back. It's amazing. So I got some new tattoos to kind of commemorate my big milestone birthday and to memorialize some things. The first one I got was something that means a lot to me. I've talked before, I think I had a podcast episode in January about losing pets and pet loss and grief. And I talked about Peanut, my cat that I had from age like 19 to 36 years old. She passed away in 2020. And when we brought her to get cremated, they did a nose print of her. So they took like ink and then they take pieces of paper and they get nose prints, and you can see her like whiskers and her mouth, and I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. And I've got this shadow box in the hallway that has pictures of her and a toy and the ring I had made with her cremains, with one of her nose prints. And I wanted a tattoo that was inspired by her nose print. I didn't want the exact nose print because that would be super weird to tattoo. And I like a simple lines. I'm a simple line kind of tattoo girly for the most part. I don't have too much color in my tattoos or heavy detail. So I had an inspired by, tattoo of Peanut's nose and her whiskers done on my hand, like below my thumb on my left hand. And then I had my Pisces symbol and Neptune symbol, really tiny, on the inside of my left middle finger. And then on my right ring finger, I have a crown. It's like a little tiara. It is to commemorate my 40th birthday, my royal themed 40th birthday party. So I got a tattoo to commemorate that. These are my first hand tattoos, and I've been wanting some for years, and I decided now it's time to pull the trigger. So literally the night before I told you guys about how I went to that event, at that really cool place where like women get together for like crafting and stuff. And I got some permanent jewelry put on. And then the next day I got more permanent stuff put on my skin. So, I took really good care of them while I was in Florida. I kept them covered, slathered in SPF and all that. And they're still doing good. I'm so happy with the work. The little crown tiara is giving it kind of, when you first glance at it, it kind of looks like the castle from Disney World. But it also looks like a Disney princess crown. It's getting me in the mood to watch Disney movies. Just looking at my ring finger. I love that. Speaking of Disney movies. So this time last year, I was in a really, really dark place. Really dark place. As I told you guys about in my recent episode about phobias and my cardiophobia. I had some really bad episodes last year, this time with panic attacks, and it was so bad that Eddie and I did not have a spring break trip planned. But my mom was going to take me to Cleveland. She had a work thing to do there. And then we were going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was really excited. I love to travel with my mom. My mom and I travel so well together. We have so much fun. In fact, I feel like we're at our best making memories together when we're on trips together. Hi, Mom. And my panic disorder was so bad that I couldn't even go with her on the trip. I was devastated. It was just all day, every day, white knuckling it through each minute. Each minute was excruciating last spring break. Absolutely excruciating. I was so miserable. Honestly, what I did last year, spring break, was watch every single animated Disney movie on the Disney Plus app. I went through every single one. Well, maybe not every single one, but most of them. That's all I could do. I watched them to stay in a happier, brighter place, but as a way to also escape and to get out of my own skin because I was so deeply uncomfortable and troubled. And you know how I say you can't grow unless you're uncomfortable and you have to do change and all that. But when your status is uncomfortable and that's your baseline, it's okay to take a break and try to comfort yourself. As you guys know, I did that for years when I was still living in California. My baseline was deep depression and I didn't have the ability to go out of my comfort zone because I was already uncomfortable. I just like to enunciate that point because I think when someone's doing good, like I'm doing good right now, it can make it sound like, well, I'm only doing good because I went out and started doing this, 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 and this. And if you're not going out and doing that too and putting yourself out there, then you're not going to get better. There might be a kernel of truth to that, but the real truth is that when you really are mentally ill, you're already deeply uncomfortable. And sometimes the only thing you can do is just maintain and survive each day. And that was me last spring break. I had kept it up all the way up to spring break in my semester at school. I was full-time, but I was fully online, getting good grades, all that. And then, like I said, I wasn't able to go on that trip. I got a massage that week and I was extremely uncomfortable during that massage. Just tons of panic. I couldn't even relax. During a massage, you guys, it was that bad. I had panic attacks while getting my nails done. I had panic attacks while getting a facial. I mean, it was really hard. It was really hard. And so sitting here in the March winter with the sun coming in the windows and it's so beautiful, I'm reminded of where I was last year because I remember it was also sunny but still winter. And just holding on to my gratitude and still trying to find things to be grateful for every day. I was finding things to be grateful for every day. I was grateful for every day I was alive. But I spent all of spring break watching Disney movies and reading scripture and reading the Bible. Is this Bible right here that I'm holding next to my, it's actually not a Bible. It's called Jesus Today. It's my favorite, most comforting book that I got in 2021. And it just has like 2 pages of like scripture and extremely comforting words a day. That's all I was able to do. And then for my birthday, I got really sick. Eddie and he went away for a day for like an American Legion thing. And he came back with some kind of food poisoning, norovirus. It wasn't food poisoning because I got it too. we had the worst stomach flu we've ever had. And I had a stomach flu on my birthday. On my birthday that year, last year. So I'm on top of the world right now. Two reasons. Because there's ups and, well, a few reasons. There's ups and downs, and I'm on an upswing right now. But also because I've been putting in so much hard work. Also because I'm just in a better place, and I have the comparison of that bad time to compare it with, right? It was just a really hard point in my life. I finished this semester. I got through it. And yeah, I can't believe what a difference a year makes. I just was in awe the whole time we were in Florida that only a year ago, I wasn't even able to function. And then now, and I've had to, and it's not that my panic attacks have gone away. They haven't. But I've learned to master them, because you can only have them for so long before they start to become old hat. That does not make them any less terrifying. In fact, I woke up kind of with one this morning. So, it is what it is. I continued to put myself out of my comfort zone. You know, I went and did the hard things. I finally mastered statistics. I started my last couple of semesters at school where I'd have to go downstate every week to do it. And that was really hard. I did not want to leave home, but I did it anyway. And I feel like because I still kept pushing myself to do those uncomfortable things, I was able to enjoy where I am now. And gosh, yeah, just because I went to therapy every week for years and years and years, I'm able to now not have weekly therapy. You know what I'm saying? You have to have the years of the struggle to get to the good times. And I'm not saying there's not good times in between. That's not what I'm saying. It's just, it can always seem when someone's doing well, like it just came easy for them, or like, oh, they, what are they anxious for? In fact, I overheard last year, I was told that somebody said that about me. That somebody said, what do they have to be anxious about? What do I, as in me? And I just think that's hilarious that people can judge, because they obviously, I get it. I have a beautiful, amazing life. I have a wonderful husband. I have a magical kind of princess-esque existence. But the person that said that obviously has never struggled with severe depression or anxiety or panic disorder or PTSD. Because it doesn't mean that there is something wrong. You just, you know, people are like, well, if you're having a panic attack, what is it about? And it's like, that's panic. For me, it's panic disorder. There is no right or wrong reason. There is no reason why it's happening. I mean, sometimes, yeah, there's triggers. But for me, most of the time, it's for no reason. It's literally just a surge of adrenaline. So I'm just feeling really, you guys, I'm just feeling really reflective today on this occasion. And I appreciate you guys sitting with me and reflecting with me and hanging out. And I know today has kind of been a broad topic, but if you know me, then you know that I do plan out these podcast episodes, but sometimes they just kind of turn into something different. And I think that's just kind of what's happening today. And I just, I don't know. Again, I want to drive home. If you're not doing something every day that makes you nervous, scared, or excited, or in a good way, then what are you doing? You know what I mean? If you haven't done one thing today, and I'm talking about if your baseline is okay. If you're doing okay mentally, and you're not just white knuckling it through as we fly through this rock in outer space like I was last spring break. If you're doing okay mentally enough, and you haven't done one thing to push yourself today, then what are you doing? What are you doing? Do it for yourself. And you can be exactly who you want to be today. And you can do it by picturing it and living it with every fiber of your being. You can be exactly who you want, and you can manifest it. And I'm not using that in a woo-woo way that like, oh, because it gets a bad rap, manifesting, because a lot of people tend to think that it's just, if you think it, then it'll happen. There's a little bit of truth to that, but there's more to it than that. Manifesting is another just term for getting it the fuck done. And what I mean is that by manifesting something, there's this part where you live as if that thing has already happened. And you do the steps as if you're already ready. And that's kind of the same thing as just doing it. You know what I mean? So live your life as if you were the person that you already are, or excuse me, as if you were the person that you want to become. What's one thing that you can do today that you know for a fact that future self that you see as would do? Like, what would my dream self do today if I had the life I wanted, if I was the person that I wanted to be? There are so many little things that we could do to get there. So today has been fun. I've enjoyed reminiscing with you guys. It's a little bit shorter of an episode today, but hey, it's my birthday, all right? I'm going to talk about and tell you guys about my trip on the next episode. It's going to be like a spring break themed episode. I've got some other really good topics and another new guest coming up. So that's exciting. I hope you guys have had a wonderful day and that you are doing better than you were the day before. And wish me a happy birthday or share this podcast. And I will see you guys back here next Wednesday for another episode of Love, Lindsay.